All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM, oh, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Smoke it, bro. It's enough.
Yeah, I know. You know, like, in small doses, it may increase estrogen levels by 0.00000%. But small fucking doses, part a lot.
Yeah, he's over here. Part a lot. Down.
Fucking look at. Well, causing fog delays around parking lots.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, guys. All right. I work outside. And I don't know what happened. I just was
top
chewed like a train.
Security look, of the world, Craig.
I've been fingering a Smurf.
Yeah. Seems about right. Mm. What's his name?
Papa Smurf. Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy Smurf.
Puff Daddy Smurf. Crackhead Smurf.
There's look a crackhead Smurf? Did they have did they have names?
Your
like...
boy Nick Cannon fucked up, dog.
Dude, your teeth are blue as fuck, my guy.
All of a sudden.
Hey, I've been telling you, man. I've been eating out Smurfette.
He straight just ate out Smurfette just now.
Blue, Nick Cannon fucked up, dog.
Why would he do? He tagged Mariah Carey again?
Nope. It works. He's pissed off because Eminem tagged Mariah Carey.
What's he mad about that for?
But the problem is, he's been calling out saying Eminem was sucking some dude's dick in the back of a limo.
I believe that.
I believe it.
Back, I kind of believe
back
that.
Eminem back when he was on drugs. Yeah, he could have been just that high.
Like, Eminem looks like a dude that likes to pee pee once in a while, dude.
Oh, man.
Wow.
To be fair, you brought up dick this time.
Yeah.
I didn't bring up sucking it, though.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah.
We got Biffle, the documents. Just I'm just chilling over here, bro. I'm just chilling over
welcome
here.
Welcome to the Cardboard Crack House, where the next few episodes is Tony's last shit.
Yeah.
Depressing. It's so hard.
Shut up. Don't start that shit, bitch. It's too early for that.
It's about that time, though. It really fucking is.
I guess.
Yep. It's so hard.
So what's the first episode going to be about? Oh, yeah, we got some spoilers up.
Oh, we have already used spoilers?
Oh, let me
check. Just a little bit, yeah.
Mythic spoiler got him?
Three of them. Well, three plus the lands.
Yeah.
Oh, they got the lands?
Yeah, fuck the lands.
The lands are official.
The Walgreens lands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, bro. Yeah. How much does that stink of collusion?
Yeah.
Walgreens lands.
Yeah, because the guy found the packs at...
Oh, supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly
yeah.
at Walgreens.
So, yeah, so the lands
that came out of them, they're like, nah, this is bullshit. That's fucking real, and they're going to be in every fucking pack. Yep. Nothing special.
Yep.
The Pokemon lands?
Yeah, the Pokemon lands. Yeah. They're going to be taking the basic slot.
Mm-hmm. If they come in foil, they'll come in foil. Yeah, they will?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Mountain.
And if they do like they've been doing with the bundles, you'll get... Some non-foil, some foil.
Yeah.
So, automatically, those fucking bundle fat packs, as they should be called, are going to be fucking skyrocketing in price just because
they're assholes.
Yeah, they're assholes.
All right.
Yeah. I'm down for those constellations.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're pretty good. But yeah, so the first spoil is the obvious one. We got Elspeth spoiled way early on. The 4-drop that's not actually part of the set. She's the Planeswalker deck one.
Yeah.
With the new ability, Eternal or whatever.
Escape.
Yep, I think we touched on her before. We touched on her before, but if not, she's 2 white, 2 colorless. Comes into play with 5 loyalty. She only has negatives, and she has
-1 and -3.
Yeah, -3, -5. No,
-1, 2, and 3. One, and two, she one, two, starts three. With 5 loyalty.
Yeah, so like -1. Put some creatures into play.
-1 is +2/+1
to two creatures.
-2 is two dudes.
And then -1/+1 soldiers.
-3 is gain 5.
Gain 5.
And then the escape, man.
Is 6 mana, 2 white.
Hey, let me out, man.
Yeah.
And
you have to like discard.
Exile 4. Exile 4 cards from your graveyard.
And pay six.
And then you get a token of the Planeswalker.
No.
She just comes back.
She just comes back.
Hey. So it's pretty cool to see a Planeswalker with the ability to revive. I mean, it's definitely going to be an ability for the rest of the set is escape. So we'll have to see.
Hey, bro.
At the same time, the flavor, though. Yeah. She's the only one that escaped.
It just says to exile 4 cards. It does not exile her or whatever.
No, that's right.
That's what you keep going, huh?
Yeah, you can do it as many times as you want. As long as you have the 4. Bitch. So that'd be pretty good, especially since Surveil, I think, will still exist in Standard.
Yeah.
If not, then it'll probably be decent in Pioneer. The next one is Ashiok, the Nightmare Weaver.
Muse.
Yeah, man, someone Nightmare posted Muse. Up on, what was it? I threw up the spoilers on Instagram. My teeth still blue?
A little bit, yeah.
And they're going, oh, why does Ashiok not have a face again?
Ashiok never had a face.
Ashiok doesn't have a face. Also,
because this is the alternate art is the one that I ended up posting up there. The supposed full art foil.
The extended art. Yeah. But Ashiok never had a face. The first Ashiok just had the lower part half of a face. If you want to count that, that's fine. Semantics with the other ship. Technically, Ashiok's never had a face. So, fuck you. second, I don't actually remember Ashiok.
Oh, Ashiok is a 5-drop with 5 loyalty, 3 colorless, blue, black. +1 is create a 2/3 blue and black nightmare with whenever this creature attacks or blocks, each opponent exiles the top 2 cards of their library.
Yeah, -3, return target non-land permanent to its owner's hand, and that player exiles a card from their hand. That's pretty sweet. And it's all, you may cast up to 3 face-up cards your opponent owned from exile without paying the mana cost. The token one or whatever, it's kind of like a weirder version of Night Vale Spectre. Night Vale Spectre, whenever it hit, you exile a top card, you cast it as long as you pay the mana for it. That one's pretty much the same thing, except it just exiles instead, which works with its negative just like the other one did, or the... Night Vale Spectre worked with the previous Ashiok. But yeah, and then like we said, we had Elspeth, and then the other one is a Thor version of Athreos. I saw a meme earlier today where it showed Thor and then the first Athreos back when he was fit, and then this Athreos with Thor after the events of Endgame.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it does look like he left.
He's fat, yeah. So it's Athreos, Shroud Veiled. Six mana, black, white, four colorless, legendary enchantment creature, god, obviously. 4/7 with indestructible. They brought back Devotion, so if you like that mechanic, or you played it in Modern.
Well, whatever, yeah, it's Theros, man. Yeah, come on. Happen. They have to.
Yep. But again, with this one's the at least if they have more runs of this, probably 7. Devotion to white and black is less than 7. Atheros isn't a creature. If you don't know what Devotion is the number of mana symbols on permanents you control. So if you control Benalia Marshall, your Devotion to white is 3.
Yep.
Pretty much. And then Atheros' rest of his abilities. At the beginning of your end step, put a coin counter on another target creature. And then whenever a creature with a coin counter on it dies or is put into exile, return that card to the battlefield under your control. Now it says on another target creature. Doesn't have to be your own.
Yeah, it
has
to be your
own.
It can
be your opponent's stuff.
Yeah, so if that creature dies or you exile yourself, you get it back.
He's pretty good. Pretty good.
Man, I'm sorry, Murph. You got some big fucking shoes to fill once Tony leaves, man.
Yeah, don't fucking remind him.
Yeah, and this is also the buy a box.
Murph, he's Guatemalan, and those are
the
Zapatos.
Which is the weird thing, which was like, why is it buy a box promo? Are they still doing the buy a box is not printed in the actual set situation? Which has been the case.
Well,
for a long
this
time.
Has to be in the set because the extended art is going to be the is there.
Oh, they have the extended art for it too.
Oh yeah, I posted up on. Oh, you're not on Instagram.
I'm not on Instagram with it.
Fucking screen. You don't do fucking.
But that could also be something they do for that fucking. What did they call it last time?
Well,
the
special,
mythic edition shit.
Could be the mythic edition. Could be that.
And that's just one of the included that's going to be in the box. Period. No matter what you do.
Well, technically, they you don't have to include him because it's the same with not Throne of Eldraine. Was it Throne of Eldraine that
had
Kenrith? That's Ashiok, damn it.
It's not Atheros.
Yeah. Oh.
We're talking about Atheros. Atheros, is buy a box.
Yeah. I mean, they could have done the same thing what they did with Kenrith. Kenrith was his own buy a box, or he was buy a box.
Cool.
It's not the new Elspeth fucking. Yeah. I like the extended art better.
I don't. The extended art sucks.
I didn't like the extended art. Fair.
But, what were we saying? But yeah. Yes, yeah.
Now, what's also interesting, going back to Ashiok. So, what was that board wipe that creatures that dealt damage or were attacking you, you exile them? It's like four or five.
Settle the Wreckage.
Settle the Wreckage. Yeah. So, with cards like Settle the Wreckage and Banishing Light, you get those back. You can get those back with her build. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. Freedom, or like you said, Banishing Light, any card that's been exiled face up, I think, is what
is
she
specifically
can get.
The face
it has to be face up. So like you O-Ring or Banishing Light or Fiend Hunter, pretty much any type of exile ability while this
where
card's still
known.
In play, as long as it says face up, Ashiok could technically steal it. So you technically 2/4 on your opponent just like that, which is pretty good. Or you just take a card that Ashiok has exiled with its own ability with the token. Settle the Wreckage would be pretty good. I can't think of any blue or black spells off the top of my head right now. Vraska's Contempt.
Yep. Vraska's Contempt.
Yep. Standard All Star.
Pioneer.
Pioneer, yeah. You know, Pioneer.
That'll be for Pioneer. Pioneer.
Yeah, but for Standard, it looks pretty good. I know Esper Control is kind of up there right now, but right now for Standard, it's Aggro, Sultai, and.
Well, Mono Black's out.
Yeah, Mono Black got taken out. Oko Food got taken out. There's some version of Adventures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, green X pretty much. Green White or Green Black. Selesnya or Golgari Adventures are pretty much up there. So hopefully Theros, Beyond Death, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, man, you at least pass some of your fucking meat over here. I want to eat some of Jesse meat.
There you go, Tony, too.
I had some earlier.
Well, he hasn't had dinner, man.
I know.
Same.
No, I just said that because of the cupcakes.
Yo, fucking Somali motherfucker.
Bitch, I came straight here from work, right? I worked
did
earlier
you?
In the day, yeah.
Mm, you're a hard worker.
Teriyaki shit, man.
Nah, someone, one of my coworkers asked to switch so she can get the get out earlier.
Fuck that bitch.
I wish I could. She's fine as fuck.
Yeah.
The clock's ticking on that, huh?
She thick?
No. She alright.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, she petite, huh?
Fuck yeah. but yeah, so we had that for spoilers, pretty much.
Yeah, a bunch of comments and uncomments are like whatever.
Yeah.
I was looking to see what. I always look for the red ones to see if anything good comes out for.
For Zada.
Yeah. And they have a plus three two, I think, Scry 1-for-1 red. That one's all right. Yeah, but cool. Don't give haste or trample. Yeah. Don't give a foot.
You guys talked about the Academy promos? The Judge Academy promos?
Oh, man. Those are fucking badass.
Those are sick, yeah.
Oh, so, you haven't seen Optimus Prime done by Steve Argyle?
Fuck that one. That one
can suck. Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I know what you're
talking about. Dungeon Master is fucking badass, too.
Dungeon Master's bad. Have you seen the employee cards this year, bro? They're fucking savage, dude. They're so fucking powerful. I'll find them. But,
we can talk about those, too.
Yeah. But yeah, so as you know, we mentioned it before, I don't know how many fucking episodes ago, that they were doing away with the Judge program and they created the Judge Academy program instead, where you can go, you can attend a class and they actually train you how to be proper judges, not, sexual harassment.
Hey, no. Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Get it fucking right, man. Pedophiles.
They train you not to be a pedophile and still be able to judge properly.
Okay.
Maybe. Who knows? But just like with the Judge program, they came out with Judge promos, as we know them, which, special cards that Watsy uses to thank its judges for all the hard work.
For not fucking paying them.
Yeah, here, bitch. Because you know you want these cards anyway, motherfucker.
But so we
since
have,
judges gotta do the 1099 form for all the shit they fucking do, but they don't get no fucking money.
Seriously, but it seems like the theme for this one, it might be themed. No one knows yet because this is the first round of them. But there are four so far, and they are kind of themed. They're all tutors essentially. We have Gamble, Enlightened Tutor, Demonic Tutor. And then Spell Seeker.
Man, see what they need to do
what's
is
that
they need
gamble
to do,
look like?
They need to do a new Doug Shuler fucking D-Tutor. And fucking,
You know what?
That's
the set symbol's the one that fucking gets me with those.
That's like, Demonic Tutor.
Oh, the little
weird fucking clown ass head. Owl.
That Demonic Tutor's weak, bro. That's a weak ass Demonic Tutor.
It's reminiscent of the fucking newest one they printed in the Master set, dude.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. And then for some reason it's not on here, but I did manage to catch a glimpse. Two new ones got spoiled, I think, today. Mythic Spoils doesn't have them yet, but we got Sylvan Tutor, which is Worldly Tutor, but as a sorcery.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Arena Rector. Not Academy Rector.
Arena Rector from Battle Bond?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The search for a planeswalker put into play.
She's actually up there in price too. I mean,
she is.
There was a
deck that actually came out for Modern. Excuse me. And it actually used Arena Rector pretty well. Pretty much grabbed like some of the more busted planeswalkers, but it didn't last very long. But yeah, so look forward to probably potentially more spoilers from the Judge Academy.
You mean Legacy, right?
Battle Bond. Legacy, excuse
yeah,
me.
I was
Legacy,
say.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, huh? Wait, huh?
Yeah, it was like try to cheat in Jace. It was like try to cheat in Sculptor, God Pharaoh, and like a couple Gideons or something like that. Like, it was just, yeah.
That sounds like real fun.
Yeah. Sounds like it makes sense.
And then you have to give me a second because I want to find those busted ass fucking player card things.
God damn it. You can hear the crackle? Sizzle?
It hasn't been used in a while.
No, that was the fucking his vape.
Oh.
That's what he's saying. It's the vape, yeah. But yeah, okay. So
God damn.
Yeah, so there's another round of promos. However, these ones are a little bit more, how should we say, rare. I guess.
Okay, so these are employee supposed things. They're also these are some of the rarest fucking magic cards you'll ever see.
Yeah, I think I saw a little bit of stuff on
them. I saw a couple of videos on them. They're nice, dude. I mean,
they really are nice.
They're not going to be as rare as the proposal or when Richard Garfield had their first kid together with his wife. And shit like that, and an anniversary. Those cards,
There's the one of that has never actually been seen, but they know what the card does.
Oh, the Shinfenjuku Dragon?
Yeah.
But these cards, there's a handful of each, but these are given to, executives?
They're the CEOs, the goddamn reptilians up in Hasbro get these? Okay.
Yep.
This one was given to a certain department, if it's the one I think we're going to.
Well, there's multiples.
There's multiples. They first started this. It's called Heroes of the Realm, if you want to go check them out yourself. They started in 2017. Technically, I guess you could say that they did the first with World Champion.
Yep.
Shin Fujinjuku Dragon, I think I'm pretty sure I'm not pronouncing that name correctly, but it's, you know what it does, but you'll never see it ever because only one ever got printed, and whoever has it has never admitted to having it. But they did start for 2017. The first set had three cards. 2018 had three cards, and 2019 has four cards. And these are probably some of the most busted cards in Magic the Gathering history. So we can always go through them real quick. So the first set, we have Chandra Gremlin Wrangler, Dungeon Master, and Nira Hellkite Duelist.
Oh, yeah. That was back in 2017. Yeah.
There are four copies in existence.
Yeah, we can talk about Chandra Gremlin Wrangler. Yeah. She's a four drop, of course, red, double red, two colorless, three loyalty. She only has two abilities. First one is a plus one, create a 2/2 red gremlin creature token. Mm-hmm. And then her minus two is Chandra Gremlin Wrangler deals X damage to target creature or player, where X is the number of gremlins you control.
Yep. So she makes dudes and then shoots you for them. So it's not even legal. No, technically none of these cards are actually legal.
Oh, bullshit. I can't even buy proxies of this
good
shit.
Good luck, bro. Yeah.
You probably won't.
You can.
You can probably use these in like vintage.
You can probably use these in EDH.
It says not hold on.
They're technically not legal, but you could all like if people are allowing you to fucking use, you know, the fucking stupid ass cards from
Commander,
not legal.
Yeah, of course, they're not legal in any set, but I'm just saying, like, the unsets aren't legal in Commander either.
I think the closest these could be legal in, potentially, would be, like, Legacy.
No, not even.
Well, then we have...
Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
Oh, I look like Danny DeVito, bro. Yeah.
Hey, that artwork is just like the original cartoon.
Yep. Two colorless, white, blue, Planeswalker, Dungeon Master. Plus one, target opponent creates a 1/1 black skeleton creature token with when this creature dies, each opponent gains 2 life. Plus one, roll a d20. If you roll a 1, skip your next turn. If you roll a 12 or higher, draw a card. And then minus 6, you get an adventuring party. Your party is a 3/3 red fighter with first strike, a 1/1 white cleric with lifelink, a 2/2 black rogue with hexproof, and a 1/1 blue wizard with flying. And his loyalty is roll a d4 and add 1 to the number. That's his starting loyalty.
That's kind of like a boof card, man. That's just kind of fun, I guess.
Yep, and then probably the best card.
My favorite one out of that year was the Inzerva. Master of Insight.
Wasn't that 2018?
That's 2017.
Yeah, we're on 16, bro.
16? Yeah. Mm.
Okay. No, we're hold on, let me hold on. Okay, but before we continue, let me specify. We say the year, but these cards are technically printed the year before, so treat them like cars. They may say 2019, but they were printed in 2018.
It's Heroes 2016.
So yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, Nira Hellkite Duelist.
Yeah. So when we say the years, these cards are printed the previous year.
That's a pretty cool looking card. It's all like full art.
It's insane. Yeah.
Looks like Tiamat.
Yep. Kind of. It's actually based. Someone said that WotC almost got sued by Card Fight Vanguard or Buddy Fight or pretty much
Buddy Fight
because
was the fucking artwork that they talked about because they were using fucking because they were using Magic artwork in one of the Japanese card games that we used to play and it was vice versa. They're using artwork from that card game now on Magic cards.
Yep. Yeah, so we have Nira, Hellkite Duelist, Wooburg, White, Blue, Black, Red, Green, 6/6 Legendary Dragon with Flash, Flying, Trample, Haste. And when Nira, Hellkite Duelist enters the battlefield, the next time you lose the game this turn, instead draw 3 cards and your life total becomes 5.
So you just, it's like a free, like, get pretty, a yeah, bail. Like,
pretty much.
No, you don't die. Get a game pretty 5 much. Life and draw some cards. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, but Earl Grey, you said that your favorite card from the 2017
was Heroes of the Realm 17.
Yeah,
so
Heroes of the Realm 17. Inzerva, right?
Inzerva, Master Inzerva. Of Insight.
So go on, read off.
She's a red, blue, one colorless or hybrid, 2/2, and 1. So a total of 5 colorless mana. Planeswalker. So I don't know if it's a he or a she. It has +2. draw two cards and discard a card.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So minus two, look at the top two cards of each other's player's library, then put any number of them on the bottom of that library and the rest on top in any order. Scry two.
Busted.
Minus four, get an emblem with your opponent plays with their hands revealed, and whenever an opponent draws a card, this emblem deals one damage to them.
Yep.
So you can ultimate right when she comes out?
Pretty much.
Because it has four loyalty when she comes out. Oh, hell yeah, man. You know what? I'm on a negative four.
Yep.
I wanna make you draw 20 cards.
Yep. Kill you.
Man, you could play this in any deck.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically,
well,
yeah.
I mean, if you played it in Commander, you can probably, yeah.
You probably kill your opponent in Commander.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in the same year, we have Diabolic Salvation.
That shit sounds cool. What's
yeah, parking lot, go and read
this
it
one, this one I actually like. It's two colorless and four red for an instant with split second.
Fuck yeah.
Create four red devil creature tokens with haste. When this creature dies, create a treasure token.
Fuck yeah.
Sacrifice the devils at the beginning of the next instant.
Fuck yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
That's fucking it. That's just
just create four, deal 16 damage, and when they die, you get four free mana. Fuck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Either way, you still get the treasures. I mean, because you're sacking them at the end of turn anyway. So, you get four mana back?
Yeah, pretty
thanks.
Much.
Thanks.
Give me a hell yeah.
And then the last good. One.
Oh, hell no.
The last one of the Heroes of the Realm 17 was Modo, the Gnarled Oracle, 3 mana, soul tie colors, black, blue, green, legendary zombie elf wizard, 03, Eminence. So, this actually was created. These were created when we got the tribal ones the first time. We had Markov, Ur-Dragon, and all
those.
So Eminence X, discard a card. Target player reveals a card, reveals cards from top of their library until they reveal a creature card, converted mana cost X or less. Put that card into the battlefield under your control, and that player shuffles the rest into their library. Activates the ability only if he's on the battlefield or in the command zone. So literally, you're just... stealing
what?
Your opponent's shit. You're literally just stealing your opponent's
in
shit.
In the command zone too?
That's what the Eminence ability is. Eminence is it affects the game whether it's in your command zone or on the battlefield. If it's anywhere else, it doesn't work. But as long as it's in those two positions, Eminence will go off.
That's legit, bro.
Yep.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah, no wonder these aren't legal. They're too OP, bro.
They're hella powerful. And then this year, as Earl Grey stated before, Optimus Prime exists.
Oh,
hell yeah. Roll out, nigga. Say roll out.
Yeah, he does.
Say roll out.
Hey, roll out.
Ludicrous?
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't like the fact that he's white, white, red.
Why?
He's Boros. Huh?
Because Boros sucks.
The Autobots
three colorless. Five. He's a 4/5. One colorless turn target permanent control to its other face. So if you have morph cards or flip cards, man, you know, it's one easy way of flipping your shit for fucking next to nothing.
Fuck yeah.
And then one colorless until end of turn, Optimus Prime, Inspiring Leader, becomes a construct with base power and toughness 6/6. And creatures you control gain trample. Fuck.
Get wrecked, noob.
Man, you can cheat this motherfucker in quick.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Fucking run this in a fucking dredge build.
Yep.
Oof.
He's not legendary.
No.
Problem one. He's not an artifact. Problem two.
Right.
Well, you remember Optimus Prime. There was multiple Optimus Primes.
Yeah.
In the original cartoon, they had a clone Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
What about
that? That ended up being one of the. Decepticon.
That eliminates the reason for non-legendary, but why is it not an artifact?
Why does he have to be an artifact?
Why is he not a vehicle?
Because now,
Transformers
here's the
vehicles.
Thing.
They
is Grimlock a vehicle?
No, Grimlock is
an Autobot.
It is an artifact, though.
Yeah.
Legendary artifact creature. But anyways, next we have Karis and the Beholder.
So the way the artwork looks, you're a beholder looking through
the dragon.
Because I'm looking at the fucking dragon, I'm going, where's the beholder? Is it in his mouth? Is it fucking somewhere? Then I notice the little tentacles on the fucking side. He's right here.
We're the beholder.
We're the beholder, yeah. So it's for 2 white, 2 green, and 1 colorless, 120. legendary creature, dragon eye wizard. You heard that right. One power, 20 toughness.
20 toughness?
20 toughness.
Pure fucking value.
As flying, when Karis and the Beholder enter the battlefield and at the beginning of your upkeep, create a 1/1 white human creature token with, and make a charisma check. Roll a d20. If the result plus the number of creatures you control is greater than 11, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. If the result is a natural 20 for each non-legendary creature you control, create a token that's a copy of that creature. Oof. So either you make your dudes bigger or you make more fucking dudes.
For five? That's pretty...
That's good because you can use that clone that makes a clone of your... of this card double.
You know what?
It doesn't become a... So it's not a legendary creature. And
the
you
non-legendary
just,
clone. Yeah.
No, then you just... Hold on. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Panharmonicon and make more...
Does this shit die to Ash Trophy?
Of course it does.
It's just trash, bro. Get it out of here, dude.
Everything still dies to Ash Trophy. But yeah, so here's one. We'll leave the one that Biffle was looking at too earlier, probably for the climax, because that was probably the most hyped one. The next one is Legend of Arena.
The Legend of Arena.
It is America. Fuck yeah. Is red, white, blue, one colorless. The Legend of Arena can be your commander.
What?
It is an enchantment saga.
Yeah, it is a saga.
You guys didn't talk about Soul?
We will. That's the last one. Soul's probably the most busted one of them all. Oops.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. It's buzzing.
All right. For sagas 1 and 2, create a 2/1 human or create a 2/1 red human wizard creature token. Spells you cast this turn cost 1 less to cast for each wizard you control. In Saga 3, search your library for a planeswalker card, put on the battlefield. It enters with an additional loyalty counter on it for each wizard you control.
Dang. That's actually pretty good. That's got to be kind of weird, though.
America Wizards?
Yeah, America Wizards.
Fuck planeswalker yeah. backup?
America Wizards.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that technically better or worse than trying to do Atraxa Super Friends?
Atraxa costs 4, is a creature, so it dies easier. And only puts a counter into play once per turn, it puts 3, whereas Saga makes 2 dudes, so the Planeswalker it searches for comes to play +2 every 3 turns, theoretically, if you played this every
time. So, Biffo, did you get a message from Paul?
From Paul?
Yeah. He's got a look, man. You go on with him, man.
And then last one.
I'm getting messages from people on here. Okay. Shit.
The last one is Soul Advocate Eternal.
Now, I wonder if this is Soul Ring.
Oh, no.
That's what I was thinking, too. Because
it's spelt exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. But no. The soul is Latin for sun.
Yeah, but...
Is Latin for sun? Yes. Oh, soul?
Yes.
That's soul
is this Latin kind for of sun.
Well, I know that. I'm fucking Mexican. There we call it the soul, too.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's... Okay, go ahead.
For attracts the colors, all colors but red. Legendary creature, dragon, angel. First one, only one. Legendary partner. You can have 2 commanders if this is one of them. The other one is promoted to legendary. Which means that you can choose any other creature to be your commander. Theoretically, it could be any card almost, technically, according to this card.
Jesus Christ, man.
It has flying and vigilance.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
It is a 4/4, and it has the only... card ever says this fucking keyword teamwork. Whenever you attack or block with both Soul Advocate Eternal and its partner, support 4, which means you put +1/+1 counter or put 4+1/+1 counters on the weakest creature or with the lowest power, I think, or lowest toughness or whatever, and then investigate 4 times, just create 4 clue tokens, which, you know,
that's fucking retarded.
The support 4 is where it's dumb. Now
the support 4 is where it's dumb. It's the legendary partners is what makes it good.
And then you partner this with Atraxa, proliferate those counters. Win?
So dumb.
Yeah. To make any creature.
So that means there's gonna be more of these out there than you. Oh, because that one right there, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a full art. It's not an extended, it's full art, frameless, whatever the fuck you want to see. You can see through the frames. They're making it obviously so people can get it and use it in Commander.
Yep. I mean, Commander, like, you showed me a picture of the guy who had Modo before, and it was not just an oversized card. It was one of those giant fucking cardboard cards you get at a GP.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, at least that version. They do make smaller versions of the cards. So in that case, like, technically, you really can't play with those oversized cards. There's no rule saying you can't, but technically, you shouldn't.
With Soul, you can.
Yeah. But Soul, you can, because it's a normal size car, at least from what we know. But like I said, you can still actually use the oversized cards you get, the versions that you get in the commander sets. You can technically use those oversized cards as your commander. You just have to have a placeholder just in case it gets tucked into the deck, even though it never happens anymore. Because that rule got
changed. We don't
have
the tuck rule anymore.
Yeah, you don't have the tuck rule anymore. You get to choose now. But yeah, so those are other promos that maybe you didn't know about, or maybe you saw like surface around and were wondering what the fuck those were. Just like Judge, or now the Judge Academy promos, those specific cards are.
Did you notice it's a fucking owl for the symbol?
Yes.
Like Harry fucking Potter?
Yes. It's called Judge Academy. Owl Academy.
Oh my God, man. They fucking.
Is it an owl, though?
Yes, it's a goddamn fucking owl, bro.
I just see a really dumb-looking, like, amiibo.
That's fine. It's a fucking owl, though, dude. The first time when I saw Demonic Tutor, that was the first one I saw that, as that promo. I looked at it and I was like, is that a fucking owl?
Yeah, man. Hey, Harry Potter needs his shit, man.
Apparently. Shitty-ass wizard.
you're a shitty wizard, Harry.
Shitty wizard, Harry. I'm a what? Shit. But yep, so those are some of the promos that have popped up recently, and some spoilers for Theros Beyond Death. Elspeth still isn't confirmed to come back yet, but we'll see.
Ah, that bitch is dead, man. Fuck her.
She's super dead, but whatever. And looks like Devotion's coming back, so we have that mechanic.
But did you know? Well, you knew about the fact that Chandra likes men's men, right?
Yeah, I fucking.
But
yeah,
they retconned it now.
Oh, Jesus.
They redacted the redaction.
Yeah, she likes women now, too.
Oh, so she's bi? That's
she's fine. Bi with male preference.
Whatever.
I'm surprised it
wasn't.
Women want to
get
preference.
Dick down, bro. Sometimes
I'm sorry, man. Right? They said that she likes men's men. So she likes Big Daddy G.
But he's dead now.
The apex predator. Oh, come on, he'll be back. They can't keep a good beast down, man. He's been killed before.
Think about it. They're killing Garrick. They've killed Gideon. Well, they don't like big, able-bodied men.
But yet they won't kill fucking Soy Boy Jace.
That's because he's a twin. Because you say he's Soy Boy.
They are killing able-bodied men.
They're killing masculine men.
Not fucking twigs.
Not betas.
Yeah, you're not killing the betas.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus.
And then look at the other betas that we've had come out. Mr. What's-His-Face banned in half the format
of
existence.
Oh, Oko. Domery's, not Domery, but... Yeah, Domery is dead, too. But at least he went out like a fucking real G.
No,
you
he
know?
Didn't, dude. He has four different pictures of him dying. Three of them got like a bitch.
Because, you know, he was fighting for Daddy Bolas.
He got choked out by an Eternal.
Yeah.
Which he was working for at the time. Exactly. And then Bolas was just like, yeah, nah, kill him.
I need a spark.
Yep. And he just...
At least he went out like a G, not like fucking, I don't know.
Three
man.
Out of four of those pictures, he died like a bitch.
He
died by an Eternal.
The only argument I have is that he was blindsided by that, so he didn't see it coming.
No, I give a shit.
They won't kill my boy Tybalt.
No, because Tybalt's the strongest planeswalker of all time. He just can't be beat.
He's a Sith Lord.
he can't be beat.
Oh, he's a Jar Jar of fucking Magic Universe.
He wasn't afraid of Bolas. Bolas like, you know what?
We don't want you, bro. We don't want you.
You know what? You can do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't get in my way.
Exactly,
but
man.
I want to, though.
Damn, Bolas is like a Clinton, huh? Yeah. Just like, hey, get in my way.
Hey, but you know, I don't know, man.
Make it a suicide.
It's pretty much what it was, right? Getting choked out by Eternal. It's practically a suicide.
That's right. He Epstein himself.
So, Epstein all right, man. The big question is, have you found a new game store up there?
There's like seven, dude. I just haven't checked them
out. No one's going to like him.
I probably won't like anyone there, but... I'm gonna check him out once I've settled in and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna need to
Skype in too, cause
what?
Oh yeah.
Why?
So we can get you on this every once in a while, cause okay. I don't know if Fat Nasty's gonna
Fat
be able
Nasty's
to fucking
gonna,
do it,
well,
man.
The thing with Fat Nasty is Fat Nasty doesn't really talk unless it's a topic that he's actually like really familiar with.
So guys, we're gonna be changing the format to 100% Commander.
This is the new Commander podcast.
Oh my God,
that's all right too.
No.
Yeah. I've been doing good at Commander. I don't know if you heard.
I heard
Tony's
you're
still undefeated.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go to Commander.
Whatever. Well, Fat Nasty, yeah, I think he'll be fine. He just has to, you know, figure out how to deal with you guys. And then, yeah, I think
I'm glad he got a job, bro.
Yeah. Fucking time.
Thanks, Trump. Record low Latino unemployment?
No, no, no. No, fuck Trump. Thank Tony. I got him that fucking job.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
I told him about it.
But you know what, man? He's brown. That's the reason why he got that job.
Yeah. No,
almost all the security.
The dishwashing or what? What's he doing?
No, security.
No, man. He's security. Security.
Yeah.
He's top security. Flight security, Craig.
And to be... Sorry, parking lot. Security is the black man's game, bro. On the real.
There's more Hispanics than that.
No way, bro. Every fucking security guard I ever see is black.
I got two coworkers. One's full-blown Mexican. The other one's half.
I think when
I'm the weird half white Mexican, guy half black. Works there.
When I worked for Securitas, bro, I think it was me, one big, like, he was, like, black, like, tall, short-haired, had that, like, mean, fucking lazy-ass
voice. Oh, was he a Marine?
Deep-ass voice. No.
Oh.
Hell no.
That's stupid.
And then one other guy that pretty much couldn't.
He's talking about that company, and he calls it Securitas. He knows it's Securitas. Like, that's what it is.
Hey, it's run by a white guy, right?
Oh,
it's
Securitas.
And everyone calls it Securitas, man.
Yeah, oh, okay. No, Securitas because it's full of Mexicans.
Yeah. Now, that one's full of white people.
Speaking of Mexicans, man, we have a Patreon. We have $1 and $5 tiers, man. We need to get Biffo out of Mexico.
Patron, Mexico? I ain't got no business in Mexico.
Speaking of which,
bro.
We need $1 or $5 so we can buy a fucking bottle of Patron for
that's
fucking...
That's like 1,000 pesos, man. Come on.
Hey, because you know, blood in, blood out is sage.
It's our roots, bro.
No, we need,
it's all about Boulevard Nights.
No, we need $5 to buy the Patron.
And the Duke of Earl.
There you go. We need $5 to buy the Patron, then we need $1 to get a better...
$5
for a fucking shot, dude?
What is that, one shot? Not even.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, like the fucking 7-Eleven or whatever. It's a little dinky ass shit.
That's where you're getting drunk.
The mini bar fucking bottles,
yeah,
man.
The mini bar bottles, bro.
Hey, bro, you're big money now, bro. You're Sacktown, bitch.
Sacktown money now? I'm just buying regular Patron bottles.
Yeah.
He's popping corks on
mini
bottles. Mini bottles.
Popping corks on bitches.
It's just a little beep.
Yeah, well, don't fucking go too broke.
Nah, bro, I ain't going broke.
So, yeah, like I said, we got $1 and $5 tiers, man. For as little as $1 a year. I mean, no. For as little as $1, man, he gets you in the D-Gen chat, man, where you can discuss magic and sexuality.
Fine bitches.
And see the thickness or midgets or
life skills.
Funny memes.
I'm surprised to see Midget Monday come back for a minute
I'm not.
Oh, man, Tiny Trixie? Yeah, hell yeah, man. She's fucking hot. She hit the Guinness Book of World Records for the most proportionate stripper.
Nice.
Midget.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Right.
Congratulations.
Okay, all right.
So I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just get everything.
Oh, hell yeah. Give me a hell yeah.
But yeah, you just get everything in DJ and chat, so definitely, it's definitely worth $1 a month.
So we also got a we got Instagram, Facebook, we got Twitter. I try to stay off of fucking Twitter as much as possible, man. Every time I get on there, it's like
fucking cesspool, dude.
A cocksucker fucking always pops up on my feed, and it's like every time he fucking types, man, it's like, man, you just make me want to fucking just...
Oh, Trump, yeah.
No, fuck
no, man. I love Trump shit, man. I always tell him
talking about bitch.
You talking about Wedge, bro.
Talking about Wedge.
Yep.
Wedge got something to say about everything, bro.
Of course he does. All political ad, big motherfuckers.
Yep.
Take a break,
talking
bro.
About shit that
take
makes
a mental
no
break,
goddamn
bro.
Sense for his motherfucker. Yeah, I right? You need to take another fucking mental break.
I mean, he's talking about fucking fishing today, man. How it's wrong. Sports fishing is wrong. It hurts the fish because of the fucking...
Just go back to scamming people for
fishing. Yeah, I know. Hey, bro, stay in your lane and stick to scamming people, bro.
Fish can't feel pain.
There was a fucking thing that shows a fish can't feel pain. Their brain functions don't go that fucking hard.
Seriously. When their eyes pop out, that's nothing. That's just
yeah, they keep swimming around.
They just keep swimming. They smell for the food. Yes, they can't see it now, but they'll smell for it.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, well, yeah. Man. So, guys, this is okay.
This is Mr. Worldwide Dollar.
King Commander Biffle.
Parking lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Sacktown.
Sacktown.
Get all hypey. We'll be right back.
brothers who fight by my side. Gather my horse and weapons. Tell my family how